Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. Hour number three beginning now. And I got an announcement, Rob, as we come live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. All you guys know, I'm one of the co-hosts of First Things First. We will be relaunching the show tomorrow afternoon at our new time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Pacific, right after Colin Cowherd. And the Herd, myself, Kevin Wildes, and Nick Wright. So definitely check it out. It's going to be fun. We'll be in studio too, Rob. We're back
nice.
In studio.
I never miss First Things First. Come on, I owed you that. You know,
I knew that was coming.
Yes, very nice. Now it's on an hour that's actually doable on the West Coast.
Man, look, you don't know how good it feels right now. You know what I mean? I don't have to get up at like 4 in the morning right now. You know what I mean? And do
it makes a big difference. Yeah, it's going to change your life. Yeah,
definitely.
So I'm sure your wife is happy now, right?
Yep. Everything is better. All right, we got Max Starks, the fourth, two-time Super Bowl champion, now a Sirius XM NFL radio host. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour. Good time to have him as we prepare for this NFL season. So keep it locked for that. And we will stick with the NFL. Both Rob and I are in lockstep on the Lamar Jackson situation. He should hold out. I don't think he will. Do you think he will, Rob?
No, probably not, because most guys aren't from that ilk. And, you know, just it's a different life, Chris. So I don't think that in the old days, guys had to fight tooth and nail for everything they got.
Just to get
right,
free agency.
And they weren't getting, and they weren't like making that right. kind of money, and they just had to fight for it. They did. That's what they had to do. We talk about it all the time. Free agency is about Kurt Flood in baseball.
Right.
Chris lost his career. He was a really good player for the Cardinals. Like, yep. He was.
Yep.
And he lost his career.
And unfortunately, most people don't even think of him as the father of free agency.
He was the father of free agency. He actually lost, Chris, in the Supreme Court. He lost. But still, it galvanized the union to make the other players realize that it was worth fighting for. So even though he didn't win his case, it allowed other people to realize, yes, it's worth it.
Do you agree with what I said earlier that, like, if Lamar is not, like you said, cut from that cloth where he's going to sit there and talk with the owner who he probably has a good relationship with, and obviously Harbaugh and the GM, and say, look, if y'all don't pay me fully guaranteed Deshaun Watson plus money, I'm sitting out. Do you agree that that's when, if you have an agent, it's easier to do that? Let the agent do it.
You mean like at this point or just the whole process?
Well, no, just in general.
Oh, in general.
Just in general.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
If he doesn't want to be the bad guy that, he's got a relationship with them. And that, I mean, he may not feel that way. He just never crossed his mind.
Because they don't feel like they're the bad guys when they tell people no.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they sit a car, oh, we can't do that. No. You mean you don't want to do it? You could do whatever you want. You own the team, right?
Right.
Whenever I hear that, Chris, I don't know, like in the newspaper business, they can make anybody a columnist when they want, but they'll sit there and tell you, Chris, we love your NBA stuff, but we can't make you a columnist right now. What do you mean, why not? You can just add a column. Yes, you can. And then another guy comes along and they make a column spot for him.
Right.
And I remember this. When I went to work for Newsday, Chris, I was offered the Yankees job, right? But I'd already had a column in Detroit. I was going to go from a column to the other way, right? To a beat writer. Even though, had this been before I got the column in Detroit, I would have loved to have been the Yankee beat writer, right?
Right.
So I told him, I can't do that. I can't. There were only 10 black columnists in the entire country at that time. How am I going to give up a column to cover the Yankees? So I said, no, I can't do that. And then when I told him I wasn't coming, I said, if you guys ever open up a column spot, hit me up and I'll come work for you. Do you know that they created a spot because they liked my interview, like who I was, and they made a spot, Chris, that wasn't a spot for me, but they made it. And that proved to me right there that you could do whatever you want to do.
Well, I think to a certain degree. You know what I'm saying? I mean, obviously there does get to a point where we got five columnists.
You can't say you can't do it. I'm just saying you don't want to do it. You might say we can't do it right now, or we don't want to do it right now.
You'll get the next one.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But,
no,
but
I
to
agree
say,
with that,
like, right. We can't do it. I don't believe in that.
Rob, I also think there's no doubt, right? Owners are talking to each other. Like, look, this Browns thing, we got to shut that down. We got to make sure that is viewed as an outlier. And Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson did not push Aaron Rodgers. I think he was before Deshaun, but
he was before
they
Deshaun.
They did not push, you know what I mean, to get that fully guaranteed money. And so that makes it easier for owners to say, hey, that Browns, I mean, they were desperate. You know what I mean? Like, and so I'm sure they don't want Lamar to get this fully guaranteed deal, or any player for that matter. So, all right, let's move on to the San Francisco 49ers, which is a very interesting, I think, Rob, one of the most intriguing situations in the league at their quarterback position, where they've turned the team over to Trey Lance. Yet, as we all know, they've kept Jimmy Garoppolo as a backup. And Rob G, Albert Breer does a great job with the Monday Morning Quarterback. He wrote about this recently. Tell us what he said.
Yeah, his initial column that came out earlier this morning, he said, quote, talking about Trey Lance and the Jimmy G situation. I'd heard Trey Lance was a little annoyed in the immediate aftermath of Jimmy G's restructuring. He's a smart, mature kid who I believe can handle it, though. Truth is, if he couldn't, you might have bigger questions about where the Niners are at the position. Now, obviously, when you say that he was annoyed, it became a huge talking point and went viral for a few hours, which promptly prompted our man Albert Breer to change the copy in his column, which now reads, while I'd heard the news was, as you'd expect, a little complicated for Lance to take at first, then he continued on his own.
Chris, Chris and Rob, I got a problem with that.
You're not even talking about the annoyed. You're talking about the fact that he changed.
Yes, his Chris. Wording. Chris, because you shouldn't. Because that sounds to me like there was pushback. You know what I mean? And they made him soften it and saying like you didn't have a source.
They so, meaning probably the Niners.
The Niners. That's what I'm saying.
He talks to
like they dude, you got me in trouble or you know I can't believe you said that. You'll never get anything from here anymore or you know what I mean or
right,
something
right.
of that ilk, Chris. You wouldn't write that unless that's not what you heard. What changed? What changed?
Yeah,
somebody
I think
pushed back.
I think there are situations, and you've seen it with reporters, I think it's probably happened to me, I'm sure, when you've said something, say you're on a radio show or, you know, I don't know about TV, but maybe TV, but more so maybe a radio show or something. You say something that you're not really thinking of as a report. You know what I mean? You're just talking about a situation. And then it goes viral as a quote-unquote report.
You mean Rob Marinelli? Oh, I'm sorry. Rob Marinelli? No, that's different. Go ahead.
Oh, that. No, no but that has happened.
No, well, you said something and then they run
with
it.
Guys are like,
say,
look, I didn't mean right. he's definitely going to the Clippers or he's definitely, you know what I mean? Like, I was just talking about what I've heard, this and that, what guys are saying. That to me, that's one thing. That's different. But you are right, Rob. Once you write it, it's a different animal because
yeah.
it's written and it's viewed as permanent.
Rob G had to. He had to.
Yes, Albert Breer did address why he changed the column.
Okay.
Said on Twitter, full disclosure, my wording might have been a little presumptive there. I'm not climbing in that guy's head. What I heard is it was complicated news to take, blah, 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 blah.
So that means that he didn't have it. Chris, I mean, like, if you're saying I'm not climbing in his head, then whoever told you that or gave you that he was annoyed, then it was a bad source. Or he pushed back and said, who said
I
that?
I think he got pushed back.
Right? That's what it was.
But whatever the case, I believe
he was annoyed.
Report,
yes.
Right, his first report.
Of course
report
he was annoyed.
Probably is true. Because you're not alleviating it when you say complicated.
Right.
It's not that complicated.
No,
he's a backup. I'm the starter, right?
Right, but the other guy is one more, gotten to the Super Bowl almost twice in his tenure here. Yes, I'm annoyed that he's still
right.
around. Yes.
No, look, I do, Rob, honest, and I believe, I don't know this, I believe they have a good relationship. I thought Jimmy G handled everything well last year. I believe that. I could be wrong. I'm not there. I haven't talked to anybody there. But I believe they do have a good working relationship. And I think they genuinely probably like each other, right? You spend a lot of time together and all that. You're in the quarterback room and all that. But it's still human nature. If I'm Trey Lance, Rob, and my view is this. It's big boy football. It is an uncomfortable situation because you got a guy that's capable of leading them to the Super Bowl backing you up. And everybody knows he's capable. And he's popular in the locker room. And so, of course, if you don't perform well, then there's a chance that, you know, he could end up coming in to replace you at some point. Or there are whispers or rumblings in the locker room, all that. So no matter how close you are, no matter how much you genuinely may like him, Rob, it's human nature to be like, man, he could go somewhere else.
And here, remember this. This is what Jimmy G said, Chris, back in April about the situation last year where they drafted Trey Lance, right? He was supposed to be the heir apparent, and then Jimmy G winds up being a quarterback and gets them a game away from the Super Bowl, right? And he said, quote, it was a strange year. I don't wish, I don't know if I'd wish that on anybody, end quote. You know, yep. like it's weird.
It still bothers me.
Right? I'm sure Jordan Love felt weird for a minute, you know, when they first drafted him and he comes to Packers
well,
camp.
Obviously Aaron Rodgers didn't like it.
Absolutely. And you saw
and he wasn't even threatened by it. You know what I mean? Right. Like, he had no reason to even worry about Jordan Love.
Kid, but still – he didn't like it. Like, who right. Like who is this?
Brady didn't like it when Garoppolo was there.
Right, and they got rid of that. You
Let's
remember
face
that?
It. So I agree, Rob. And I think now those words you just read from Jimmy G, that's what Trey Lance is thinking.
Yep. It's strange.
Like, man, here I go. Now I got this. And look, and you know, we talked about it. I'm fine. If I'm the Niners, I think this is smart because I think we're a team built to win the Super Bowl now. And if Trey... for whatever, whether he gets hurt or whether he's just not that good or whether he still has potential but isn't ready yet, whatever the case, I have some insurance. And I think that's smart. And I think I feel like if Trey Lance can't handle what is a difficult situation, then he might not have what it takes to lead us all the way anyway. So it is tough, but you got to play through it. So 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on the Trey Lance, Jimmy G situation. Is this the right thing for them to keep Jimmy G to back up Trey Lance? Your turn to weigh in. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini-games, like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the I Couple, and we're brought to you by AutoZone, where they have the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier, folks. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Smart to bring Jimmy G back. And do you understand Trey Lance's annoyance?
All right, let's kick it off, Chris, with Paul in Rhode Island. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Paul?
Thank you for taking my call, and your crew, CB and Parker, thank you.
Yes, sir.
And welcome to the round.
Yeah, listen, glad to be here.
Thank you. This is the second time I talk to you, and I'm privileged. Listen, let's be honest, okay? We all been decoyed with Jimmy G, okay? The longer he holds out, the longer he heals, okay? He knows the program, obviously. And I'm all heels on this kid, Trey Lance. I am. I truly am. I'm not going to put him ahead of my Matthew Stafford because, listen, my Matthew Stafford spent 12 years in that division, and Rodgers was the warden in that division, okay? But let's be honest. Getting back to Lamar Jackson, okay? Man, this is a devious business. You got to get rid of your mama, man. You got to find a decent, you know, I'm sure you can call.
Well, I'll say this. Look, and we usually don't let, you know, talk about different topics.
Right.
But quickly, Lamar seems to be doing okay. As much as I think he should have it, I mean, he's probably got a lawyer.
But he's not privileged. Why is he the only one that doesn't have an agent?
No, there are.
You are the pilot of an aircraft.
There are other guys without agents. There are other guys without agents. Not everybody has an agent. All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Hey, Meg in Montana, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Meg?
Hey, Rob and Chris.
How are you?
How are you?
Finally got Chris. I'm good. It's been a great day, and I was finishing up listening to this wonderful show and just had to call in about this understudy thing.
Well, we do appreciate it.
Yes, Meg, we always appreciate you in Montana.
Well, I think that San Francisco was kind of at their wit's end, and the market wasn't what they wanted on Jimmy G., and so they kept him out of safety, as we have all said. But it was so counterproductive. I feel like the whole reason they even got rid of Jimmy G was because clearly Trey Lance is going to be your up-and-coming franchise guy. But what's the problem? Oh, he's got anxiety over, am I going to be the guy? Is Jimmy G going to be the guy? So, well, Jimmy G is going to be traded off. And then big fat, no, he's not. Right. Joke's on you,
let
buddy.
Me ask you this, though, Meg. Let me ask you this, and I hear you. But what we don't know yet if Trey Lance is even that good. I mean, he was, and I'm not saying he's not. Rob and I said, look, we'll wait and see. But he was underwhelming in the preseason for the most part. I'm not even going to blame him for last year. I mean, he wasn't bad, but he was underwhelming in the few games he played. But I expect that in his rookie year. But my point is, what if he's really not that good? I mean, Marcus Mariota was drafted second. Mitch Trubisky was drafted second. Sam Darnold was drafted third, like Lance. Like, it's not unusual for top QB picks to not pan out. So what if he's just not that good, and now you're sitting here with a team that's built to win a Super Bowl, you can go to Jimmy G and save your season.
That's the problem, Chris. You just said it. That's the issue. And if this was just a rebuild and you had a young quarterback, it'd be easy, right? This would be easy.
Right.
It ain't that right. It would be easy. It's not that easy.
And most of the guys are in rebuilding situations.
Exactly. Right? Most of the time when you get like a young starting starting quarterback, you're the Jets or you're, you know, like some bad team, you know? Like
right.
That's what you would do. Let's do Sergio in El Paso. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Chris, Rob, Alex, Rob, I have to start off by saying thank you guys. And also, I admit my wrongs when I said Jimmy G would never wear a Niners uniform again.
You were wrong, Sergio. You were wrong.
I was wrong.
You talked all that smack and trash talk.
That's right. I remember that.
When a man learns new information and can admit his wrongs, you know, I got to grow. But
you know
at
what?
The end of the day,
wait a minute, Sergio. Are you trying to give Chris a message that it's okay to admit your wrongs?
I'm never wrong on this show. I have not.
I give all men a message to admit your wrongs, all right? But I think this is counterproductive to Trey Lance's development because at the end of the day, they are not going to re-sign Jimmy G if he somehow gives us a miraculous run to the playoffs. I think at the end of the day, Jimmy G needs to know that he's a glorified backup, and I hope that when Trey Lance doesn't have one or two bad games, that they don't go running to the media or let the media run their mouth about, are you going to make a quarterback change? Are you going to do this? I just think Jimmy G is insurance, really expensive insurance, and they wanted to get whatever value they could out of him.
Sergio.
I think you're right. I don't think they're going to have a short leash. You know, I don't think there's going to be a couple of bad games.
Sergio, if they're 0-3 to start the season, do they make a change?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. You think they do, Rob? I don't think they do.
It depends on how he plays. That's a veteran.
If he's horrible, he'd have to be horrible.
That's a veteran team, and I think if their schedule, if I'm right, is favorable early.
Check their schedule.
I think it's favorable early,
it is.
Chris.
It
right?
is favorable
yeah,
early.
So if you
they should be able to go 4-2 or at the very
right,
least.
That's what I'm saying. So if you
they
if you
open with the Bears, who are horrible. The Seahawks, who are
that's another
bad.
Win, right? That's
the Broncos will be a tough game. The Rams will be tough. Then they got the Panthers and the Falcons.
That's what I mean. Right? Okay, yep. So
I wouldn't say 0-3. I think that's too. But again, unless he's just god awful, you know. But I think the leash will be long. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob here on Fox Sports Radio. We got Max Starks, two-time Super Bowl champion, joining us in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest, Max Starks, the fourth two-time Super Bowl champion, now a SiriusXM NFL radio host. He'll be joining us. We don't have him yet, but as we wait for him, Rob, what type of leash do you think there will be on Trey Lance? You seem to think it might be pretty short.
Only because they have a team that almost went to the Super Bowl and is filled with veterans and a team ready to win. So I don't think that they're going to wait too long if he's bad. I mean, they could lose Chris and the defense is poor, and that would be different.
Right.
I'm talking about if he doesn't play up to snuff. You know, I'm just not saying losing under any circumstance, and he has nothing to do with it,
right.
or little
like
to do with
just
it. Like
I said, he had to be god awful.
Am I right? If he doesn't play well, right,
games,
it would be like something
games.
Like that, where he's three games in and he has one touchdown and seven picks. You know, we'd have to reevaluate that.
Oh, yeah. If he's that bad, I mean, you know.
I'm just throwing a number out. I'm not saying that's
what it's. But I think, too, guys develop at different paces. And if he, Rob, I heard something today. He's thrown like 350 passes since high school. High school. That's like half a season almost in the NFL of how many passes you throw. And so he may, I mean, you, a guy that played a few years in college at the highest level might not be ready in his second year to take off. A guy that played FCS, Division I AA, and hasn't played or started, like, I think he started three games in the last two or three years. Like, he might not be ready. Doesn't mean, Rob, he couldn't be ready next year. But maybe this year you just see that he's not ready, and why throw it away? Like, I don't know, and I get it, because what guys now, Rob, they all say, you know, you draft a quarterback high, he's not making a lot of money yet, right? So you've got room to build around him with other great players, and you try to win a Super Bowl. But everybody's not going to work like that.
No, it's not going to work like that. Yeah, that would be ideal if you could. And the only thing is,
I mean, Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes, it worked that way.
Right. But it doesn't always work that way.
Right.
And then you just have to look at, you know, what's going on here. You'll look at your team and go, man, we got a lot of players who are good. We're not utilizing them. You know, what's going to happen here? We do still, it's not like if you don't have, Jimmy G, Kristen, there's no debate. Right?
Then there's no debate. But even knowing, and I hear you, because I admittedly, it is a complicated situation. But without knowing how good Trey is, and even if he looks great in practice, which, you know, there's been mixed reports about that, but you still don't know. We still got to see him on the field. Not knowing, and knowing that I do have a team that's built to win now, you still think you just can't keep Jimmy G. You shouldn't have kept Jimmy G. Even if Trey may just not be that good.
I'm just saying, I get it. You know, it's good if most people, if you could just ignore what's going on around you and just be about your business. But there's, he's a threat. He's a real threat. And I think that that's because of where they are, the rest of the team. And, you know, we've seen quarterbacks be benched. Who was the guy we always talk about, Chris?
Trubisky. Tua.
Right.
Tua Tagovailoa.
He was their high draft pick, right? Oh, my God, he's the quarterback of the future. Did you see what he did at Alabama? And then here comes Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's been on 20 teams, right, in 20 years, and they're using starts for him. That's what happened.
And that's an interesting situation because on the one hand, I certainly would not recommend that.
I thought that was a mistake. Remember, I was against it. I was like, Tua's only going to learn, Chris, by playing.
I agree. And I'd hate to see them do that this year. I think you go with Trey, and if it's clear he just isn't ready or isn't that good, you know, after, I don't know, 6-7 games or whatever, then you can go with Jimmy G, hoping you still can salvage the season. But I definitely don't think they should go in and out, back and forth. But here's the thing about that, Rob. Didn't they go 9-8 last year? They actually won some doing it that way. And what if you're winning a bit that, and the Niners would be better than that because they're a better team than the Dolphins.
Right.
I don't recommend it because I just definitely don't think that's the way to do it. But if the goal is to win games, I don't know. It's a
tough spot. That's why they're doing what they're doing, because I don't think that they really are sure. Chris, if this guy was like a stud, we talked about it before, and it was easy. Most teams would have been like waiting on Brett Favre to make a decision, like, we're not pushing him out the door. You remember that?
Right.
But Green Bay knew Aaron Rodgers was good, right? They knew it because they were like, okay, we're not waiting on you anymore, dude.
Right.
He played three more years. He got to an NFC championship game. He wasn't finished. They just were tired of, I'm retiring, I'm back, I'm retiring, I'm waiting till the last minute of camp to let you know. We're feeling right. like we can't wait. We just can't, we need to know what's going on. And I think right. that's the only reason they made that decision.
Well, look, and to your point, I mean, Kansas City moved on from Alex Smith.
And Alex Smith, right?
They knew Mahomes was ready.
Exactly. And that's, you got to feel that way. And you would have said, Alex Smith's not a bad quarterback. Hey, they won all these games, blah, blah, right. blah. But they didn't think he was that guy all the way through to get them where they wanted. And so they made a move, and it paid off for them.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. But I actually feel like, without knowing all the ins and outs of what went on with the Albert Breer situation, I feel like annoyed is probably actually accurate.
Yeah, otherwise, well, but that's why there was a pushback.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because complicated doesn't say anything.
What does that mean, Chris? What does that mean?
That doesn't, the way it was, it just doesn't say anything. So, like you said, there was probably pushback from whoever he got it from.
Right, have said, dude, what'd you do? You know what I mean? Right. Dude, you're killing me.
Right. So he went out to save his
All
boy.
Right, so are we going to come back and talk to him? Are we getting him, Rob G?
I don't know that we'll get him. We'll get him All on right. maybe later in the week. But it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked right here, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. There was a little bit of breaking news today. Mark Stein, our former colleague over
where is he now?
Worldwide Leader.
Yeah, he's
doing his own Substack?
Right.
Yeah, Substack. He went to the New York Times for a little while and then went to Substack.
And Substack, you have to, it's like a subscription, correct?
Yeah.
So you're paid directly from the people who subscribe to you?
I'm sure they promise you a salary as well.
Oh.
There's no way you're just doing that based on your subscriptions.
Because if we were doing it by a dollar per download of our podcast, we'd be making like, what, $10 million each? Is that where we are, Alex? No, Rob?
We'd be doing all right. We'd be doing all right. But
okay.
But anyway, he said that...
Hello?
He said that the Lakers will not... John Wall, Russell Westbrook. Now, Rob, there were reports out there unlikely. He said they're unlikely to John Wall.
What is that then?
That means, you know, telling him just stay away from the team and, you know, you're getting paid. But
unlikely is, you know, like that.
I mean, right, he's not breaking a report.
No.
He's just saying what he's scuttlebutt, Rob.
I'm just saying.
He's talking to around the league. I mean, that's how it is now. I mean, really.
But you know what I'm saying,
that's
Chris.
That's how like, dudes write.
Like a report
and
would be
they
that they are going to do on the John Wall.
Yeah,
or they
but,
will
I mean,
not
still,
do
that,
the John Wall thing. Unlikely is just up for interpretation. That's all. I'm not mad at Stein. I get it.
I mean, that's what people do now. Right. They, you know, they say it, they write it, you know, whatever. But anyway, there were reports that he would be, after they traded for Patrick Beverley, there are reports that he would be that he would either be traded or cut, released at the before training camp because they didn't want to bring him in there with Beverley.
So what do you get, Chris, if you're him and you've been through hell, the 1 year with the Lakers and you were coming
and
to your hometown?
Every day, there's a story, right? Every other day there's a story about you that contradicts the last story.
Right. And then they go get the one guy who has no respect for you and dissed you on national to add him to the team. How would you feel if you're Westbrook? I'd be sick.
You know that you've covered the league, you know, longer than me. Dude, this has happened. I mean, Dennis Rodman had no love for Scottie Pippen, and obviously they end up winning three championships together.
But you're talking about
Ron Artest, Kobe and Matt Barnes, they all had issues before they joined the Lakers with Kobe. You know what I mean? So just recently, Andre Drummond and Joel Embiid had issues, and then – you know, he joined the Sixers, Drummond, and they were cool. So I don't.
This is my only reason I think it's a little different, is that it's been so bad for Westbrook here. Like it just feels like what are they doing? Like, of all the people to bring in, you know, I'm struggling here, it's bad, you know, and everybody's blaming me from a year. It just feels like it's piling on him. That's all.
I don't think he's looking at Beverley as a threat. And I mean, honestly, I don't mean obviously
in that
Westbrook's
way, right.
better than
right.
than Beverley. And Beverley isn't a threat. But yeah, I mean, he is a threat, I guess, to your playing time, just in that he fits better. Right? He's not nearly as good. So I don't think Westbrook's.
But it's about
even
the fit.
That.
Right.
Right. But I just think you hit it on the head with the stuff earlier about Russ, I mean, it's just his head's got to be spinning, right?
Spinning, Chris.
And he I'm not saying that LeBron is, you know, sending mixed messages. But the reports out there, right? That LeBron doesn't want him.
Right.
And then you see LeBron tweet, which that's fine. LeBron's tweeting, oh, wait till Russ gets busy this year. You know, I can't wait to see him do play well this year and all that. He probably don't know who in that organization he can trust.
Probably. He probably feels like nobody. Like,
right.
Like, I don't have any friends here. There's always a story about me. Things change, like the weather. You know, like, it's just, it's all over the map. I mean, it's got to be like an ultimate nightmare because he's from here, Chris. You know,
that
like,
makes it even worse.
Like, that
right.
makes it like you're embarrassed in front of your family and friends. You came right. home. This was supposed to be
You've
great.
You've been a superstar. Right.
right. And now I come here. I'm in front of my friends and family get to watch me play every night, and it's my fault.
Right, right, right. Now, look, I think they should not release him right away. They should try to make it work. And even if that's him coming off the bench,
Chris, what's
your
gut?
You got to try to make it work. I think they're going to try to make it work. I mean, okay. assuming they can't trade him, which I don't think they can. If he's there at training camp, they will try to make it work. My gut is that he starts at the beginning of the season. But if it's not working, they might try to bring him off the bench.
I'm going
to
say this.
And then if he balks at that, that's when you might have to.
I think he will not be with the team. I think.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think he won't.
Okay. Well, we will see. Maybe we'll get into that a little bit more tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. It's the iCouple. Keep it locked. Mike Harmon, Jason Smith. Purr!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.